So we're going to get right into this amazing topic by popular demand. A lot of people that have been asking me, you know, what is clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and all these clairs? And how do we become more? And how do... Because what it seems like to me is that a lot of people want to have control of their gifts. And it's interesting because the gifts operate more on a high vibrational frequency, which means they operate more from your higher self, from your higher dimensions of your true self. So ego wants to have control of the psychic powers. It wants to have control of the subconscious mind. But in reality, that's not how it works. Ego is supposed to submit to the ways of your higher self. Ego becomes more of a tool of a light being when it's transmuted into the high vibrational frequencies when you're entering your light body quotient. Now, it's not about how can I become more clairvoyant, how can I become more psychic, how can I pay more attention to my spirit guides. It all begins really simple. Number one, trusting the process. Number two, loving yourself. Number three, mastering yourself, your emotions. Number five, healing from your traumas in the present time, going back into your past and healing from all of your past traumas and allowing all that baggage to be transmuted into higher light, which then you will use as power to bless other people. So I made it real simple and real easy. If you're seeking to be more clairvoyant, then you're seeking to let your higher self have more control. You're seeking to allow your true self to have more control. Your higher self controls your subconscious mind. Not control, but uses your subconscious mind, which is primitive, into creating the world of your desires. Your higher self has your present self desires at bad interest. So you just have to trust that your higher self has everything under control. The only thing you really have to do is love yourself, treat yourself, you know, empower yourself, fill yourself up, and stay around higher frequencies. Now, keep in mind, you will hit lows. You know, I don't understand what all these people saying, oh, stay in higher vibrations, stay in higher frequencies. No. You will hit lows, and it's necessary that you go really low so that you can continuously conquer those lower realms and those lower vibrations and transmute them into light. That is the purpose. All this energy. And if you can enter the realms of lower densities and transmute them into higher light, then you, my friend, are a light worker. You, my friend, are a Blu-ray and indigo, a starseed who's here to aid in a transmutation of negative energy into positive energy. That is the beauty that lies within all of us. Now, because we're all different species doesn't mean anything, because there's still the law of one in effect. If we can all connect to source, then we can all work together to create the most powerfulest beacon of light that can transmute negative energy into positive. Now, how do you become more clairvoyant? How do you become more psychic? By simply allowing yourself to be your true self. And whatever it is that you have to do, you will do in due time, because everything is written. And if you connect to the higher purpose, then you will do the Father's will. And the Father's will is perfect. So you don't have to worry if you're not clairvoyant enough or if you're not listening enough. Stand still. Be still and know that you are God. There is a God in you, and it is always operating. But you have to release the ego and wanting to have control over all the gifts that are actually yours and always in operation. You just have to allow, you know, and let things be. Bless you, my brother.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.